the Buddha, Siddhartha, the Son. In the talks I've done this week for the monastic retreat, I've talked a good deal about the challenges involved in training when particularly weighty or heavy karma comes due. And especially in the most recent talks about the opportunities, the spiritual opportunities, the precious spiritual opportunities that manifest at that time. I use a little metaphor from my recent experience to expand a bit on this last point, the spiritual opportunities. A few months ago, I started having a pain in one of my shoulders. It started to manifest just about the time that I stopped working to take some rest time. And I gave it very light treatment for a month and a half to 2 months. All that time it didn't really improve. Especially when I'd lie down, it would hurt. Most of the time it wasn't too noticeable, really. But it was there, and I wondered whether I'd be able to take up my work again at the same level that I was doing before. And of course I thought, well, you know, if this doesn't just improve, and I've had over the years many such aches and pains that have just fixed themselves, as it were, if it doesn't improve, well, I'll eventually have to talk to my doctor about it. When it came time to go back to work, and I very much wanted to go back to work, it still hadn't really changed. But I thought, well, I'll just give it a try and see if the work is the cause of it. If it makes it worse. To my surprise, not only did the work not hurt it, it seemed to fix it. Within a few days of starting the heavy work again, it went away. I've since found that it seems like certain kind of repetitive motions can bring it back, so I think I now have identified what very likely I was doing just before I stopped work that caused the problem. And the work I'm talking about is heavy physical work, especially for someone in the 60s, a work that I very much enjoy doing, and I think that it really benefits me in many ways to do it. Well, this can be taken as a kind of a homely metaphor for what happens when we seriously meditate. At times, certain kinds of pain arise. Sometimes they stick around, and sometimes they're very difficult, in fact. And we're tempted to think that, well, it may be that training is causing this. That maybe I'd back off on the training, back off on the meditation. If you did nothing whatsoever, you still wouldn't avoid aches and pains. In fact, if you don't use your body, it very, very quickly degenerates. People who had a broken limb know that in just a matter of weeks, literally, the muscle wastes away. If a limb is in a cast and can't be used. When one of my dogs had his back legs paralyzed by an accident of some kind, I watched, and in literally 2 weeks, his back quarters wasted away. So just doing nothing isn't going to help physically. And just doing nothing spiritually isn't going to help either. Doing the spiritual training that really makes you stretch, that really asks something of you, doesn't hurt you. The pains that come up in that process are pains that are going to come up one day in some form or other for you or for someone in your karmic stream. And you have a choice whether you're going to pay the karmic debt on the installment method or on the payments method, the gradual payments method, whether you're going to have it all come to at once and be overwhelmed by it. Training allows the karmic debt to come due over time, and it's the way in which it comes due is very, very carefully metered out, the rate and the severity of karmic consequences, very, very carefully metered out, so that however difficult it may be, we can handle it. So long as we do not do something willfully foolish to somehow override the built-in safety controls of the process. By truly walking the middle path, either as a layperson or as a monk, whatever way we are called to, we do the best possible thing for ourselves. For both our body and our mind and our spirit. Whatever difficulties we encounter along the way are actually helping us, whether we know it or not. We would not put such emphasis on faith if there were not a spiritual problem, an obstacle of doubt. We would not put such emphasis on resolve, if there were not the problem of fear and despair, we would not put such emphasis on the importance of learning to have true compassion for ourselves, if there were not the problem of self-judgment, self-hatred. Those problems are not going to just blow away in the breeze. If we do nothing about them, they're only going to get bigger. If we train with them, they help us develop the faith, the resolve, and the courage, the compassion and sympathy. That mark the way to the eternal, the way back into full recognized union with our true nature. Men and women of true faith know what it is to doubt. Men and women of true spiritual resolve and certainty know what it is to feel fear and despair. Men and women who turn the stream of compassion within know what it is to judge themselves and to hate themselves. As Rim Master so often emphasized, the roots of the lotus are in the mud. Are we going to regard this as the evil, awful mud? Or are we going to regard it as the precious potential for enlightenment? To truly train, to truly follow in the way of the Buddhas and ancestors, opens up the magnificence of life. It opens up the wonder of what it is to be born in the form of a human being. That magnificence and that wonder will be experienced directly in proportion to which one experiences, one has experienced what it means to be down in that mud and knowing that one really needs help. That which, when one is in a doubting, despairing frame of mind, may seem to be just aggravating one's suffering, training itself, the meditation itself, is really the way to the cessation of suffering. Do not be complacent. Do not be complacent either in adequacy, the illusion of adequacy, or in the illusion of inadequacy. It can be a wonderful helping, beneficial thing to have to really stretch when the waves of fear and doubt, self-judgment come rolling through. Stretch to hold fast to the Lord of the house. Stretch to be mindful. Stretch to get down into the heart and be still. Stretch to keep up meditation practice. Obviously, it wouldn't help to go to an extreme. Actually turns the discipline of training into self-torture, asceticism. But the fact that the middle path is not asceticism does not mean that it's not hard work. It does not mean that you don't have to do lots of stretching. When we get stretched real good, there's more room for the true spiritual life in our daily life. There's more room for stillness in our daily activity. Don't fight against karma as it comes due. Bow to it. And train with it. In this entire process, there is nothing whatsoever that can harm you. One can go through heaven and hell and everything in between and know oneself to be safe in the hands of the Eternal.